This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I would tell you that it's just been a crazy sort of a post-weekend news, but it's just more of the same. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to us at KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to the kid. So when I was growing up, that we would talk to ourselves. But we wouldn't use third person. We're like, man, if you want to talk to the kid, you know, they don't understand. You're messing with the kid. That's how we talked in third person when I was growing up. So if you want to talk to the kid, 844-551-8255. Riots in Rochester were called largely peaceful. That's right. And you know when something is blowing up in leftist America, when the media describes it as largely peaceful. Places burning down. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, I said that Jacob Blake, move over. You're about to get pushed out of the scene because another black man has been shot. And I think this one was killed by the police in Rochester, New York. How dare the police kill a criminal thug? How dare they? It doesn't matter. Be honest. Be honest, white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Does it matter if the guy was guilty? Does it matter? Does it matter that the cops were called because the dude was breaking into a house so he could rape somebody or kill somebody or had done whatever? When the cops show up and they shoot him, does it matter that the guy had a gun and was about to shoot the cops or shot at two or three of them or even shot two or three of them in the process of all of this? Does it matter? Because I'm going to answer this for you. No, it does not matter. Doesn't matter. They don't care. Crazy world we live in where this kind of thing can happen. And I started writing a piece on this, and I titled it "Leftists Love Their Criminals." They love their criminals. And I've tried to explain to you guys, because people don't get it. You're like, this doesn't make any sense, man. What is the problem here? And that's the problem. You use logic. Your logic is, I don't want a criminal in my life. I don't want my daughter or my son dating a criminal. I don't really want to be around criminals, etc. But leftists go, well, criminals need love too. And they do. That's why they have family. But society does not have to love the criminal. Now, I do know this. We teach this in the Bible. You know, love the sinner, hate the sin. But, you know, if people are around you are always doing things that are high in criminality, you don't want them around you. I promise you, you don't. I don't think I'm teaching you anything new here. But here, the reason why I started writing this piece is because of this article I read. It said Kenosha was in this highly controversial shooting, and then the New York Post said Blake, 29, was forbidden from going to the Kenosha home of his alleged victim from the May 3rd incident, and police were dispatched at this 911 call. And I don't know what happened, but I told you guys that at the time I was on vacation, and I said, if a white dude shot a black guy six times in the back, in today's society, you know that brother did some wrong stuff. Broke into a home, sexually assaulted this woman, and they, you know, this is the deal. So, and I went back and I was thinking, since when did, and this is a good question you should ask black folks that are leftists when they talk about no justice, no peace, and say, yeah, I understand about no justice, no peace. I get it. I understand it was born of the 1960s civil rights movement and things of this nature. But here's what I don't understand. Jacob Blake was no Rosa Parks. Michael Brown Jr. was no Rosa Parks. You know, most of these people are not even close to being a Rosa Parks. And here's what I talk about to people about how it used to be in the black community. So you may not know the name Sean Colvin, but she was actually the girl who was forced to sit at the back of the bus during the Montgomery bus boycott. But the problem was Sean was a out-of-wedlock teenage soon-to-be mother. She was not married to the little boy, to the dude who knocked her up. She was like 17 years old. So when they found out that she had been, you know, told to go to the back of the bus, the different black groups of the time, NAACP and the Urban League and whomever said, they all got together, the pastors, and said, okay, we want to address this issue because we want to sit at the front of the bus. But we can't use Sean Colvin. And the reason why they couldn't use Sean Colvin is because she was a young teenage girl who got herself knocked up. Now, I want you to understand, the black folks at the time went, we can't use her because she done got herself pregnant and it ain't going to look good if she's the person we use. So let's recreate it with a woman who's got a reputation that is unblemished. So they got Rosa Parks to go redo this scenario. Thus, you know the name Rosa Parks, and you don't know the name Sean Colvin. Now, that's the scenario. But I want you to understand that today, if Sean Colvin were alive and all her only blemish was that she was an out of wed, they would be like, man, we got to do more with her. Let's make her a crackhead. Let's make her an armed robber. So now she's an armed robbing crackhead who's trying to feed dad who got pregnant because she's a part-time prostitute. Oh, she's perfect for us. Let's get a cop to shoot her so we can all rally behind Sean Colvin. I'm just trying to make my point. Trying to make the bigger point. That black folks no longer care. Your poster child for whatever can be the biggest thug on the planet. And it's okay. It's okay. We overlook it. We shall overlook it. Yeah, we shall overcome. We shall overlook. Criminal complaint against this kid, Blake, 29 years old, young man. He's not a kid. And then he's got the nerve to come on from his hospital bed. Y'all need to stop doing all this bad stuff. Y'all, yeah, he's right. They do need to stop. I hope he's learned something. His brother comes out, his uncle, one of them, I saw his interview, and he's like, this ain't going to be right until everything is right. You know, we got to get justice. Justice for what? Justice for a thug? I'm sorry. You're not going to get any sympathy out of me. Not getting any sympathy over here. I'm not saying, I feel for him. I hate that the kid is paralyzed, but I can tell you, he wouldn't be paralyzed if he gave up. If he just took his poison. It's insane. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about besides leftists loving their criminals. Biden got heckled. Cohen's got a book coming out. Are you happy? We're going to talk about your happiness here in a bit, too. Biden's being treated like a child in the media. Those are the stories I think we'll get to cover today. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Oh, you heard that right. That was Joe Biden speaking to military men and women, and he called them stupid, fatherless children. I will not say the word, even though it is okay with the FCC for that word to be on there, and it's okay to say it, because all it means is it's a child without a father. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Joe Biden's bragging to a group of military men and women about how he's the one who helped get this guy, whatever he got him, you know. Joe Biden, yeah, he's the man. I mean, you better clap for it, you stupid fatherless children. Yeah. Joe Biden, the guy that wants to be president. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this guy because I'm going to talk about his record. More lies. Joe Biden is actually saying that he's a black man. You want to talk about it now?
Oh, my producer says, let's talk about it now. Okay. Well, here's what I will tell you. He really wants black people to accept him. Joe Biden does. Mr. I'm friends with all these segregationists and they're not bad people. No, no, no. They help me along. They help my career. I'll never apologize for being friends with these segregationists and these racists, these black-hating white senators that are helping my career. I will never apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I misspoke. I didn't mean to do that. And oh, his running mate is the one who called him out for it. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting how things work out with Biden. But let's talk about Joe Biden, because he's pretty much pulling a Dolezal right now. According to Fox News, Biden alleged on the campaign trail last year that he jump-started his academic career at Delaware State University. The problem is, Delaware State University is a historically black college, or university in this case, HBCU. So this would be an unusual move for Joe Biden to say, I'm going to go hang out with the brothers and go to college there. That's where I'll get my start, man. Yeah, and the college actually refuted the claim that Biden made. Biden's a, no, I went to a black college. This is where I got my start. Then I switched over to the white college because I was down with the black folks. Now, before we even get into the real crux of what this is about, I want you to understand how this looks for the Democrats. When their most loyal demographic, black folks, call out Joe Biden, their presidential candidate, and say, he's lying. That's not what happened. But the director of the news services for Delaware State University, a guy by the name of Carlos Holmes, said that Biden was never a student at Delaware State University. I know, shocker, right? Joe Biden never went to a historically black college or university, in this case, Delaware State University. He just lied about it. Now, Holmes clarified, I love this part, that Biden had made appearances on the campus twice for commencement speeches, at the university in Dover, Delaware. So Biden had visited the school twice. Now, I want you to keep in mind before you get too cynical or too critical of Joe Biden, understand that due to his mental state, he may have actually thought he attended the almost exclusively black university back in the day. Or is this simply more typical Biden, who tends to glorify the details of his life, particularly his academic life? Now, Biden is a pathological liar. That's a fact. Democrats know it. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is because when you want to get back at the Democrats, you just bring up Biden's lies. Forget his gaffes. Well, Pakistanis work at 7-Eleven. Or when he talked about black folks in the black sections of my town, I would go to parks and lecture black people and talk to young black men about it's okay to wear a condom. To black women, it's okay to say no. Those are Biden's own words. He would go and sit down with the black people and, you know, put down his knowledge on them. So, yeah, now listen up, little black people. Let me explain how things work over here. And I love how he talked about, I would go to the black sections of my town. Yeah, I asked this question many times, but I hope he had a visa to do it, because you can't get white folks just going to the black sections of town where Joe Biden lives. How would that look? Anyway, glorifying the details, here's what the Federalist documented of the many academic lies told by Biden. His pathology, folks, is clear. It's clear. Look, I'm not even going to go into it. The Federalist documents Biden's academic lies, beginning with his plagiarism of, you know, some British guy when he was trying to give a speech. He plagiarizes the guy. He talks about how smart he is. But let me just say this. Biden feels, I'm going to tell you the pathology. You don't have to like it. Biden feels so stupid in his life that he can't help but beef up his academic career. This is the man that Democrats want to be president. He's not happy in his own life. He's not happy with his academic credentials. He's seen far too many people that are much smarter than he. And you know what Biden's upset about? He's actually gotten farther. He's the vice president, the number two guy in the country at one point. And he knows he's an idiot. So in order to back up the fact that he rose much farther than he should have, in fact, when he got Jill, if Jill knew who Biden was, she wouldn't date him. She'd go, he's a lunatic. So he wants to feel good about being stupid. So here's what he said to a reporter who dared to call him out on his academic lies. He says, I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class who had a full academic scholarship. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class. And then I decided I wanted to stay and went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top of my class. He also claimed he graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school. I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank. Frank was the one who was calling him out, saying, hey, well, hold on there, Mr. Biden. You're not as smart as you're professing to be. Well, see, there it is. That Biden challenge.
What? You don't think I'm smart? I'll dare. I'll take a test.
Well, Donald Trump asked him to take a test. Donald Trump asked him to take a cognitive test. And you know what Joe Biden said?
What is that? Look over there. Look over there. Okay.
Mr. Challenge. Does it remind you of anything? A guy says to him, you didn't bring any manufacturing jobs. How dare you say I didn't bring manufacturing jobs? He gets in your face. I brought more manufacturing jobs than anybody. He immediately goes into his lies. And I'm going to explain that in just a bit here. Now, that Biden challenge, not the first time he's challenged when somebody calls him out. And that's a tactic that he uses. It's a bully tactic because what it's meant to do is back you off. It's meant for you to go, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my day. No. You know what happened today? They don't even challenge him. They just go, okay, whatever, let Joe lie. So, yeah, he took some, you know, they were trying to shoot down his plane when he was trying to land as he was going to pin a medal on a guy that doesn't exist. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump beginning a busy day of campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina. The president speaking in Fayetteville.
Biden has vowed to abolish the American oil and natural gas industries and ban fracking. He said it for a year and a half. He said it. Then all of a sudden he goes to Pennsylvania. No, I never said that. Biden's energy ban will send every state into crushing poverty from North Carolina to Michigan to Pennsylvania. As long as I'm president, we will remain the number one producer of oil and natural gas in America.
President Trump with stops in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as well on Monday. Busy day as well for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden spending time in Ohio, also spending time again in Pennsylvania, appearing with Lady Gaga. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party. And there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
Here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he's up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's show is what you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That was a mashup of Biden lies. And for the record, I could give you hours of Biden lies. Hours. Interviews about him, etc. The dude is a pathological liar. Hey, Democrats, progressives, whatever, plutopians, not libertarians. I'm a libertarian, too. But all of you guys that are out there trying to mold Joe Biden as the, oh, he's the guy that's going to get it done. Did he say he was going to get it done? Because I can give you some lies, man. Understand, two pre-brain surgeries, Biden was a mental midget. This was before his surgeries. This is why he bolstered his academic credentials, claiming that he was in the top of his law school class, when in fact he was at the bottom. You just heard the clip of all of that. I graduated from the University of Delaware with a double major in history and political science. My reference to the degrees at the Claremont, New Hampshire event was intended to refer to those majors. I said three. I should have said two, Biden said in a statement. Graduated 76th of 85 students in his law class. And here's what, I love this part. He says, I exaggerate when I'm angry. But I've never gone around telling people things that aren't true about me. Wow. 844-551-8255. Do you know somebody like this? We call them one-uppers. So you tell a story. Yeah, man, so I was over hanging out. I was in Paris. And, you know, I look around. Man, I see Wesley Snipes. And you, oh, man, I had a similar thing like that. I mean, I was over in, like, Germany, and there was Denzel. And I mean, what was funny, he sees me, and he sees me make eye contact, and then I ended up buying him a cup of coffee, and we talked for, like, 2 hours. Yeah. We call them one-uppers. You can't tell a story they don't tell a better story. You know, they got to be the smartest person in the room, the person, you know, driving the conversation or whatever. And don't misunderstand me. I know people that can drive the conversation, but they can drive the conversation with true stories. You get a little jealous of them if you're weak, if you don't, you know, have your own life. You're like, whoa, that guy's done a lot. Yeah, because there are people that have done a lot, but they don't see it that way. Because it's normal. Joe Biden feels lucky. I'm telling you, Joe Biden knows he is dumb. I'm going to say it again. He is a mental midget, because I know that triggers a lot of leftists when I use the word midget. They're little people, Kevin. They're small people. No, they're not. They're midgets. Joe Biden is a mental midget, and he cannot believe the success he's had. So he wants to backfill with this success. I will backfill with how great I am by stealing other people's speeches. By believing that when he tells a crowd something, they're just going to go, okay, must be true. It's got to be true. Joe Biden said it. He's a senator. He's former VP. But then there are people out there that go, wait a minute, man, let's fact check this old boy. This is why I tell you Joe Biden's mind is stuck in the 1960s. When you can't just run around and go check stuff. And even when it got into the 80s, Joe Biden started, people started going, wait a minute, let me go to my encyclopedia and look this up. And even with that, Joe Biden still goes, no, it's not the truth, this is the way it is. He's a liar. And he wants people to, like I said, he's appealing to blacks right now. He can't get the black vote. He knows he can't win without it. So, and Trump is stealing it. Trump has stolen the black vote. You want to know how Trump stole it? He called out BLM. Aside from all the other things that he's done, Donald Trump has said, look, black folks, you are better than these terrorists. You are better than they. I'm going to call them out for you. Think about this. In a time of an election year, why would Donald Trump dare go after BLM? They accuse him of being a racist. You know, I'm saying black folks, leftists, they accuse Donald Trump of being a racist. He says, fine. I'm going to call out BLM right before the election. I'm going to put them in the spotlight. Do you know any other politician who would do that? I don't. That's why the dude is a businessman. You want to know why? He knows. That segment of the black vote that is sick of this nonsense, they are happy that this guy had the cojones to call them out. But Joe Biden, who's been supportive up to this point, now he wants to switch. Joe Biden, Mr. You Ain't Black, he wants to switch now and become black. Joe Biden, you ain't black, boy. And trying to pretend that he went to a historically black college or university, Delaware State University, so he can gain street cred with black folks? How pathetic is that, Democrats? Seriously. This brain dead moron is trying to pull a Rachel Dolezal. And like I told you, it all because he needs to raise his cred. All the lies he's told about academia is to raise his cred. And you want to know why? Because Joe Biden hasn't done anything for blacks. Joe Biden does not have an academic career that would get him beyond a soup Nazi at a restaurant. He should not have ever been vice president. He should have never been elected senator. He's a pathological liar who's got major league problems, mommy problems, I would say. Because he's lying through his teeth every time he opens his mouth. And he says, I exaggerate when I'm angry. But I've never gone around telling people things that aren't true about me. Really. Imagine how jacked up your brain has to be, folks, when you can't remember not to lie about the lies you've already told. I jokingly said to my friends, Joe Biden is so black. So my friends would go, how black is he, Kevin? How black is he? He's so black, he got accepted to a HBCU. And he graduated with honors in black studies. Another exaggeration, right? Joe Biden pretending to have an academic career at a black college because he wants to be down with the brothers. So let's just call it what it is, Democrats, right? An exaggeration. It's just Joe being Joe. Come on, y'all. Reminds me of Joe Biden's civil rights record, right? You remember that? Well, a left-leaning group called The Intercept blasted Biden for his obvious lies about his participation in civil rights marches and protests. And we played a clip from it where Joe Biden said, I went out and I protested and all this. Lies on top of lies. And you know who called him out? Sean, I'm a black man king. Yeah, Sean King. This is a dude that he claims he's black. He probably is. Sean probably got a little bit of black in him, but he looks as white as he is black. But I don't even care. I don't care what color he is. In this particular case, he did the right thing. He called out Joe Biden. Yeah, he had a thing. He says he identified two truths and 31 lies about Biden. But the truths came as a result of Biden being caught in 31 lies. And King documented it. It's amazing. Here's the clip.
But it was an epiphany for me. And so I got involved in DeSantis. I was no big shakes for everyone in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives. Coming out of black churches on Sunday, figured how we were going to move.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Here's what bugs me most about this clip. It's how easily Biden lies about something that he now admits he never did. He's a pathological liar. And every time you confront a Democrat, you remind him that their candidate is a liar.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits must be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type will be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk. But
The complication of COVID-19, like lung scarring and heart damage, could become the next deniable pre-existing condition for over 6 million Americans.
200 million people could be, well, by the time they're dead, by the time I finish this speech, and they'll have lung scarring and heart damage. 6 million! Corn pop. I talked about Biden's parade disaster. Wow. The guy can't even get statistics right. 200 million people, I don't know, two-thirds of America's population will be dead from the Wu flu. Is this guy paying attention to the stats? The jig is up. I'm going to tell you something. The mask debate is about to end. It's going to end cruelly. And for those who capitulated and were, okay, I don't know what to do, I'm just telling you, you're going to look foolish. Hope you didn't take pictures in your mask, and you're going to show your friends and family years down the road, oh, look at the time that I got stupid with my mask. That's not even what I want to talk about, though. I've been talking about these politicians that are coming out into the public and getting into the mainstream and finding out it's not as friendly as they thought. And Joe Biden, well, he's been hunkered down hiding in the basement making stupid comments. I'm going to play another clip. Can you get that ready for me? This is Joe Biden talking about drug abuse. See if you can make some sense of this, okay?
And psychologists in our schools. We learned drug abuse doesn't cause mental illness. Mental stress and mental illness cause drug abuse. We've learned so much that we can change so much. And that's why we have to make sure that the super wealthy start paying their fair share. So we can do the things we have to do to make life better for hardworking middle class folks.
Do it. We just get the super wealthy to pay their fair share, then we could get rid of all this drug abuse. And oh, by the way, drugs don't cause mental illness. Just because you go on drugs doesn't make you mentally ill. I don't know who told you that. Was it your crackhead that steals from you, your crackhead cousin, your crackhead brother? Because I've had crackheads steal from me and my family. I've had drug-addicted family members that have plotted demise of other family members. But Joe Biden says, drugs don't cause mental illness. Mental stress and mental illness cause drug abuse. That's what it is. See, when you get so mental, and this is true, you will sometimes succumb to the chemical. People do. But yeah, that's the only thing that causes drug abuse. It isn't experimentation. It isn't availability of drugs. It isn't all these other factors. No. It's mental stress and mental illness. That's the science. That's the science of it. So I don't know what you've been hearing, but if you're not paying attention to the science, because, you know, Joe Biden, well, he knows a lot about mental stress and mental illness, which makes me believe, is he on drugs? Is he on drugs? Donald Trump wants him drug tested before the debates, which are coming up. You going to watch those debates? I think a lot of people are going to watch those debates. I don't think you're going to watch those debates because you want to see Donald Trump. I think you're going to watch those debates because you're going to want to see how Biden holds up. Right? Mr. 9:22 a.m. Okay, y'all, listen. Reporters, you need to go home. It's getting late. And I'm done for the day. Y'all need to stop following me around. I've been up since 7. It's been a long day. Joe Biden here. Yeah, put in a lot of effort, a lot of hours, talking about the science, you know, wearing my mask. You know why Joe Biden is so tired, why he has to retire at 9:22 a.m. in the morning and send the press home? Because of that stupid mask. It's that mask. Breathing in all that carbon dioxide. He can't even think clearly. Oh, man. You think Joe wears that mask all the time? Because he doesn't. I'm going to answer it for you. You know he doesn't. If Joe Biden had, not that pure oxygen is good for you, but if he was in one of those hyperbolic chambers that's supposed to make your body get oxygenated and feel good, Joe Biden, he would come out of there still loopy. You think they put him in there with a bottle of vodka? So Biden was at an event in Minneapolis. I don't know if you guys saw this video. And there might have been 200 people. I'm not talking about the parade. My producer's like, no, I'm not talking about the parade. It was, he was coming out of a building, maybe giving a little speech, but there were people waiting for him, and I don't know how many people were in the building, so I'll be honest with you. I don't know, and I don't care. Here's what I will tell you. I will bet you money there weren't 100 people in the building, and I guarantee you there weren't 50 outside of it. I didn't see the full camera angle, but if somebody has it, make me a liar. Make me a liar. Show me that I'm wrong. Anyway, couldn't see how many people were at the event. But Biden gets heckled. And I think it's really funny to hear this heckling. It was in Duluth, Minnesota, if you get a chance to see the video. But Biden gets heckled. And I want you to just see, there's some observations I make about him being heckled. So let's play. Let's do the audio, and then we'll talk about that in a bit.
Don't forget to take your meds! Take your meds!
I love that. Too long in the basement, Joe. Too long in the basement. Welcome back to Kevin Jackson Show. Too long in the basement, Joe. You're spoiled, man. They should have kept you on ice. Oh, man. So Biden easily walks out of this building. There's a little bitty crowd built up. And I was thinking about it because you can't see the angle of this. And it made me think about it. And I said, let me, I have some observations about this that I want to share with you. I don't have a lot of time. But the first one was Donald Trump could not enter and leave with that level of ease anywhere. He gets mobbed. I've been in the events with Trump. He has to come in through the back. I was at an event where I think there were 12,000 people, 14,000, 12 to 14. Overflow crowd of about 3,000. Joe Biden exits in and out. There's no clamor. Even as he's walking towards his limos, there's nobody going, stop, sign autographs, nothing. He comes back, and that, you can't see it, but he comes back to greet the guys that are heckling him. Let me cover these issues. So the second thing was he looked like a guy running for state legislator, maybe county commissioner or dog catcher. He should have had a huge crowd. No crowd, little enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm gap is going to show up at every step, every stage of everything that he does. Now, I'm sure the Trump team probably has an operative documenting these events just to show America he's not getting the crowds. But here's the other observation I made about that clip, and I hope you get a chance to see the actual video. But this guy's calling is out Joe Biden, and you would, the crowd would generally turn on a heckler like that, right? But nobody did. Now you hear some boos, boo, but these are coming from hecklers and other people booing Joe. But nobody in that crowd pushed back on that heckler and said, shut up, get out of here, what are you doing here, we love Joe. None of them. Which leads me to believe those were paid people. Paid to cheer. There were a few people behind you. Woo! Woo! They're yelling, but it's the same two or three people, and it sounds like a woman, and she's doing all the yelling. Maybe two or three women. But most of it is just boo and a little spattering of claps or whatever, which kind of gives you an idea of the crowd size, which is nothing. At Trump, there wouldn't be any violence, but people would be saying, get out of here. And then they would eventually go, USA, USA. And they would drown out the heckler. Not anybody did this. And then the next thing, the familiarity with which people refer to the former president, the former vice president. A man is clearly heard saying, how are you doing, Joe? The other guy's going, the heckler's going, Joe, get out of here. Get back in the basement. And, of course, the funniest part of the clip is the guy says to Biden, you're not going to win. And Biden goes, I know, probably not. But if I do, I'm going to come back here. And I don't know, he says something like, I'm going to come back here and beat you up or call you a dog-faced pony soldier or something. I don't know what he did. But I just find these things interesting about that video because it's so non-Trumpian. It's so bizarre. They familiarity with Biden, people yelling, but nobody pushing back on hecklers. Interesting. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.